I think that's the biggest thing. I would be in a similar position if I felt differently about my vehicle, but I don't, so.
It's fair. Yeah. Body damage equals further down the trail a lot of the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
I keep staring at.
That's why that XJ would have gone
down
every single one of those trails. Just fine.
All right. Let's yeah, recap this.
A lot
this.
Of capability in fuck it.
Yeah.
In ain't care.
Yeah. It's equal to a locker, let's say.
You know what? Okay. When we redo this game, maybe we should add a driver skill, like a. You know, ooh. Like put a couple.
Well, you told us that you were
oh my God.
The best driver.
No,
so
no.
Yeah, if you
no,
replayed... Sean brought it up.
So is said, it, what's the rating sure. from Sean to what?
Oh, man. Who are you going to put at the bottom, Sean?
Robert?
Yeah.
Who are you going to put
Sean at the top, Robert at the bottom? Is that what you're looking for? Sean top, Robert bottom?
Do you remember when I complimented you like directly after that? Because I do. I remember and I listened to it.
Yeah, but I feel like that was done so you could justify how nice you were to yourself.
Mike complimented Jesse right in the like a couple sentences or a couple minutes before I said that. He said, oh, mm-hmm. Jesse, we know you're going to have a lot of fuck it with this or whatever the thing was. And
yeah, remember the way that works. I complimented Jesse.
Oh, my God. I didn't.
Not himself.
And then you complimented you. So there is a little bit of difference there.
I love that we've decided that somehow I am the first person to ever have any sort of hubris in something while we have Colin sitting here.
What do you mean? I don't talk myself up.
Okay.
I talk shit on other people.
Much, right.
There's a difference.
That's different.
Yeah, he doesn't float his boat. Yeah. He just sinks the other way.
I'm not saying that I'm better. I'm saying that you suck.
Yeah.
That's two different things.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm clear.
Fun.
Not too loud, I hope.
Well, it is too loud, but you know. Not much we can do about that now.
Yeah, here we are.
There's not much we want to do about it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
We tried.
I listened to that episode with the draft instead of watching it, and it was way better to listen mm-hmm. to than I thought it was going to be, by the way.
I felt the same way. Yeah. I've not finished it yet, but I was like, oh, good. Because I was worried that without being able to see his pegboard and his red string. And,
yeah. Well, we did our best to describe things. So.
It's because we had like 15-minute breaks where Jesse had to rearrange.
Do math.
Yeah. Just do math.
Yeah, that's another thing we should do is get him a calculator. Just in case. I'm not saying the numbers were wrong, but they could have been.
Well, and none
skewed.
Of us were going to check. Yeah. No. I'm not doing math. This is my time.
I mean,
to...
he had a calculator. It's on his phone.
Yeah. Well,
so.
Does he know? I think he must know, right?
I hope so.
I feel like Jesse's got to know. Jesse's trying to pressure me into buying 40s. Jesse's trying to pressure me
it's
into.
The correct type of pressure.
Well, he's trying to pressure me into letting him buy 40s so that when I'm ready, I can buy them from him. And he'll just hold on to them for me. And I'm like, that's too far. For me.
Gonna put 40s on layaway through Jesse.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
what?
Jesse like, layaway.
He's offering this. And I'm like, no. I never even asked for this. He's like, I found this guy.
What percentage is he taking off of that?
Nothing. He's like, I know this guy. He's got 40s. They're on bead grips. He's on a Toyota, but it's got tons and it's the right axles. And
oh, it's the person he got the spare from.
They got the spare from, yeah. And he's like, I'll buy all of it. And then you just come over and buy them from me. And I was like, Jesse, I got to wait until the Subaru sells. I like have a plan where I'm going to be able to build this truck out using money from a project that I'm selling. And he goes, well, I'll just hold on to him. And I'm like, I don't know when this will sell. Like, I'm not sure. Like, I've got a pretty good idea. It's going to sell pretty quickly. And there's a bunch of, you know, kids turning 16 every day. But
it's true.
But it's not a guarantee, you know what I mean? Or like, I might wrap it around a pole before it gets sold, or something might happen, and then Jesse's out $2,000 on. Obviously, they're definitely their Cooper SS or SXT
SSTT Pro
STTs, and they look like great tires. They're like brand new. They're on
mud trans,
polished, yeah, on polished bead grips and like good backspacing for what I want to do. But I'm not ready. I just don't feel like.
Just for your information,
yeah.
Every day you have roughly 11,480 people new to your market.
Yeah, well, that's perfect.
Every day,
locally,
that's perfect. Yeah. Now,
maybe,
I mean,
not locally,
somebody will fly in to pick up a Subaru. Yeah.
As a whole, there are that many people turning 16 each day.
So I'm, that's my demographic. Those are the people I sell rigs to.
Are those?
But no, I got
16-year-olds.
Yeah. We have similar tastes.
Does it say free candy on the side? Or was
that... No.
This is sounding borderline.
No.
He lures 16-year-olds in with car sales.
And then they take cars and leave. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all that happens. Usually the parents are there.
Are they?
Usually.
Not always.
Are those tires brand new? Like never driven on brand new?
They're not brand new. Hmm. They're like 95% kind of thing. You could still see the little pokey things on the outside edges.
Colin, what's the price per wheel on like the Pro Deal wheels that you got through Onyx and Method? 220 or something like that?
It depends on the wheel, but it's 25% off.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what the average per wheel. The tires are cheaper than I thought. So those Coopers are like, they're not like the cheapest tire in the world, but they're cheaper than other 40s. So I was just trying to do the math and, you know, so I might have it done by the middle of the episode.
What kind of a deal it is.
Yeah.
Cause they're, let's see, what are they? They're the seven. Are they sevens? What are they?
The only other thing is I probably would want a higher load range on a 40 with a Super Duty than I would maybe what he was running on his Toyota. So that would be a thing.
If you're planning on towing anything, I suppose that would be a
probably never more than the car trailer.
Fair choice.
But you never, I don't want to really put myself in a bad position.
What are those, 703s? Is that what those were?
The wheels?
Yeah.
I think so.
703 bead grip machine, 319.
319 a wheel?
And
so
before or after?
Before 25% off.
Okay. So probably looking at like
math.
$950. Sean, are you mathing?
Yep.
I'm not going to do it. I just threw out a wild accusation. Wild number.
955, 954.
Hey, okay. Yeah. All right. I felt pretty good.
Sounds
about that.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's about what mine were.
Yeah.
$2,000's fine. It's a fine deal. Used wheels and tires are always a tricky one for me because I feel like
I can't sell them for shit.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at it.
I pretty much assume that if it's got more than 100 miles on it, meaning it doesn't have like the little rubber nubby things, it's half price. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It just is. Well,
Sean's a tire guy.
Yeah. That's the way.
Retired tire guy.
Go ahead and, you know, tell a shop that those are not used at that point. If they've got 100 miles on them, like that's it. They're used. Like it's not.
Well, I was talking to Jesse and he was like, oh yeah, you should probably like get $1,500 or so for your wheels and tires off the truck. And I was like, no way. And he goes, oh yeah, I could sell them in 2 weeks. And I was like, how? I had four tires in a very regular truck size.
Part of that is
available for like
his area.
I know.
Yeah, that market helps. But it should. Yeah. I mean, I don't, that's weird
much,
because like.
Much more populous. Here, so more potential buyers.
Yeah. That drives the prices down on used stuff here. I feel like things are cheaper than what I would be used to in Bend. So every time I look at something like that, I'm like, oh, wow, that's a deal. I don't know. Hmm.
Yeah. I'm in a weird position there because I am pretty sure that I can get our favorite Milestars, but the not Mud Train ones. What are the?
Oh, the AT?
The ATs in 17 with a 40. And like, that'd be kind of rad. I'd be interested in knowing how those go.
I have heard less bad things about those than I have the Mud Trains.
The argument might be that people use them smarter as well. I feel like, and so this is something I've thought about for a little bit now. The quality of buyer matters a little bit in our hatred for the mud version of the Patagonias. Patagonia MT is cheap enough and available enough to dingbats and doohickeys and people who are choosing to do the wrong thing in the wrong way, whereas maybe a Nitto has a different barrier to entry, which is just overall price and weight, and there's other things going into it. And it's probably a more quality tire, but maybe not as much more quality.
It doesn't look
stupid.
They're
just not used as poorly.
It just doesn't look stupid.
They're the
that matters.
Are they the new Federal Core? How do you say that? Coragia?
Never heard of that.
Coragia MT. I guarantee you've seen it.
Oh. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Let Throw me, it on them.
Here you go.
So I was going to say on the Patagonia on the XT, Jeremy ran those for like a year, and then they mysteriously got switched out for MTs. So I'm assuming that he didn't like them.
Oh, I have seen those. No. Yeah.
Lost. Wait till you see the price. There you go. $200 for 265/75s. Jeez, yeah. Look at all these pop-ups. Love this website.
It's a good website for pop-up. Yeah, I would want the... So Patagonia has their XT, and then didn't they have another one in the middle that they were getting ready to put out?
I don't know enough about their line. I know the XT is like the all-terrain, and the MT is obviously... Or the MT-02 is the all-terrain, and then they make the black label one. But I don't know.
So the XT, yeah, XT is... Right there. That's your all terrain, which a 40 is $182.
No way. Where?
No.
Quadratec.
No way.
I'll buy those for that price. Jeez. Seriously.
Starting. Oh, there we go. It changed. Okay. So there. So the ad gives the starting at price.
Okay.
Even though it lists, even though the description says 40, and then you go to 40 and it bumps it to 425.
Well, on
they do
37 for 340.
Giga tires 300.
So there is an AT as well, but I've never seen it before. I don't know if it's got bigger sizes. It might only have smaller sizes. AT Pro.
Okay.
And
yeah, I don't see that
AT
in a
Pro.
Yeah.
40.
It but looks pretty generic.
Man. There's some wild stuff that exists that I have not looked at.
The Gladiator X Comps or whatever.
Gladiator X Comp.
They're AT. Cheap. They're the like desert crowd kind of. You'll see them every once in a while.
Do people like them? Because they're only $230 for a 40.
What? Really?
$234 for a 40x13 R17.
If you're just looking at the sponsored ads at the top, that's going to be wrong.
No, I'm in the. Okay. I got them in cart.
That's how.
I added them to cart.
Got me.
No, I added them to the cart. I bet it's not free shipping though. Let's see, because that to me, like, at that point, I will buy brand new bead grip wheels and those tires, because that's nuts. No, so shipping is $400.
I mean,
that's how they get you
another tire.
I mean, that's still less than
$1,400 for
$40-inch. Jeez.
What's the general consensus on Maxxis? I've never ever heard anybody talk about Maxxis at all.
I don't know enough about them.
Yeah.
Ozzy has six of them on his Volvo.
Oh, he does.
But it seems to be like if you're into really aggressive mud tires, because they're the ones that make the Treps too.
Oh, that's right.
And everybody loves Treps that are like.
Yeah, that's like the.
You know,
extreme
when they want
tire.
Red label shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, it's $600 a tire.
Yeah. Huh? It's like getting the Mickey Thompson competition.
Right.
Deals that are terribly ugly, but you
but
know,
they do the
crazy
thing.
Expensive and they're that way for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Unfortunately, we like to drive ours on the street as well.
Right.
And, you know, not have it be absolutely terrible the whole time.
That's helpful.
Oh,
got to find that balance somewhat.
So the Gladiator is available from Walmart.com with free shipping. Let me see what they come up at. Because now
you can also get it.
I don't know. It
free.
I don't know anything about that tire. I got to figure that out. But
the Gladiator, what is that?
It's a tire, and I don't know anything
made
about
by
it.
By who?
Gladiator.
It's Gladiator.
You should get the one with the knives on it.
No,
that has the knife treads. That's the ones you should get.
I know. I hate it, though. It doesn't make me happy.
Some thorn birds.
There you go.
Some thorn turds, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big old full-size truck. It needs boggers.
Yeah.
Mm.
So the Mud Hog is available.
H-A-W-G?
I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
A set of four... Country Hunter MTs.
Oh, not the. That's a bad one.
Sorry, there's a there's a precursor to that. Fury Country Hunter MTs.
Yep.
You don't want the Ling Long Crosswind?
Oh, that sounds good.
I mean, that sounds pretty good to me. Let's see. Free shipping, they're 370 a tire, so it doesn't come out to that much better. From the Walmart.com.
So Custom Offsets has them at 320 a tire with free shipping, or 321 or something like that. That's probably one of the better deals.
All right, I'm going to have to look into those, because...
Buckshots?
Do you follow Blake Wilkie on Instagram?
Put 16s on your truck and get buckshots? I do.
He's like a big guy with them. He runs them on all of his stuff, so something to look at.
What, Ling Longs?
Yeah.
No, the Gladiators.
Gladdies. They're fine. I think they're, I don't know.
They're an all season.
Yeah, they're kind of a lame duck design, but they're not super ugly. I'll give them that.
Yeah, and that helps. Yeah. I mean, that's something.
Land Spider Wild Tracks MT. Two X's in Wild Tracks.
Land Spider.
Land Spider. That's... Means they stick to the ground real good.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
I have seen those Gladiator X Comp MT.
Yeah,
I've seen those a lot.
So
Miles likes to watch the Blake Wilkie videos. He's all about it. Every time he sees that pink bug, when we're like moving through YouTube or whatever, he'll go, no, Wilkins. and I'm like, okay, all right.
Rolling big power tires.
RBPs. Started watching the TJ and Mac YouTube stuff again a little more, which I know you guys hate, which whatever, that's fine.
That was the one that Colin tried to get us to watch at Tahoe.
Yeah, at Tahoe.
And it was fucking boring.
They just built a new Land Cruiser Prado that's pretty cool, and they've got like all their, I think they have pretty cool rigs. But anyways, they've been running the like fuel off-road tires, which blow my, I cannot believe that they're using them. It's got to be that they don't make those things anymore and Fuel gave them all as many as they need for free or something, because you never see them. I can't imagine they're any good. Mm-hmm. I think they're like, I don't know. They're just not great.
A free enough tire, you can do a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it was
like some Haida mud champs. Yeah.
So literally, if any tire manufacturer is watching this, and we know all of them are, and they want to send me a set of 40s, I will put them on my Super Duty, and they will be
in
an upcoming video.
Mudhog. How about the Atlander Rover Claw?
Rover Claw. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's space-based. And I think a third of these you've just made up. You have like a random word generator over there.
Those are all
and
real.
You just click the button.
I know.
These are all real. I'm looking at them. Salimo Prevail MT.
I think we're getting...
Hey, Colin.
I'm probably saying it wrong.
Before you get too far, can you introduce us?
Oh, the Campfire Passport podcast, you mean?
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Tire Grip Master MT?
I like the way that this is gonna go. Right. It's like it'll be the break and then just more.
Road One Cavalry MT.
At the right price, I'll run just about anything as long as it's 40 inches big. You know that's why I said it. So in the same vein, right? Jesse's trying to tell me about all these. There's a guy locally that's got some Raceline wheels that are medium. They don't have any kind of bead grip technology. They got the fake bead locks and all that, but they're 17x9, I think, in a pretty decent offset. And then there's a set of Pro Comp 40s for $650 here locally. So I bet with some haggling, I can get up on 40s for $1,000. They're about halfway wore out. And I don't know. It's like not exactly the offset I want, and it's not going to have any extra bead grip, but it probably would be fine. I didn't have it in the...
Oh, there they are. The Aturo Trailblazer.
Oh, yeah, those things are something else. Mike, why don't you explain to us... So we were talking in the podcast before last that you were going to overcorrect on your vehicle purchase.
And I think that I did a pretty good job.
And you didn't... You didn't purchase. You traded, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And what, like, tell us what happened. I'm disconnected enough now that I'm not even 100% sure. I've just seen pictures and,
yeah,
you know, laughed a little bit.
Well, I got a Super Duty. So the Jeep was parked quite a lot, and I kept breaking some U-joints, and it was starting to get frustrating because I kept having to put them all back together and take it apart, and I was getting good at it, but I'm like, at some point I'm going to have to helicoil all these bolts because I took them on and off so many times the way that we're running them. And it's not so much on trail that I'm breaking anything. It's like on the road in Redmond, down the street from my house. And so it got to the point where I was frustrated because I need either to do bigger parts so that I'm not stressing them on normal everyday driving. Haley occasionally needs to borrow a rig because I'm fixing an oil leak on her truck, or she's got, you know, X, Y, and Z. And so she would hop in it, and inevitably that's when it broke. And so that's extra frustrating. So I had to get done with the job, hurry over to where she was, swap vehicles with her so that she could take miles to finish doing what they were doing, drive it home with a broken U-joint. And I know it's got a broken U-joint. And I'm like, hopefully I can be gentle enough that I don't make this axle turn into something with weird ears and unable to exit the hub. And so I was just going, I'm like, I need something that has more of an ability to withstand me. So I really thought about it, and I kind of came up with either I want to get something that has a lot of the things I already want, and then I have to do a little bit too. Or something else that has a lot of the things that I already want, and I have to do a little bit more too. So it kind of came down to like a Tahoe era, you know, GMT 900, GMT 800 era Tahoe.
An Escalade.
Well, we bought an Escalade already.
Another Escalade.
Oh, wait.
A second
Two
Escalade.
Escalades?
Yeah. We're going to just look ridiculous in our neighborhood.
A low one and a tall one.
Yeah. And I'd have to lower her car then.
Yeah.
So I was like, either I was going to get a Tahoe and then do solid axle swap, and it's already LS swapped because I don't have to do that now, and we're good to go. Or I really thought about doing a Super Duty again. I've had an 05 or 06 Super Duty before, and I liked it, and it had tons of space and didn't ever feel huge, although it's pretty big. And I was able to kind of understand the platform a little bit already, but I wouldn't have to do a motor swap or axles. I would just have to make that truck work. It's just a little more difficult.
Would argue that a fixed liter may require an engine swap.
And when it does, it'll get a 6.2 liter all aluminum V8 out of a Cadillac Escalade, and Haley will get a new car. But it came down to, like, I think that having a truck bed is nice. I enjoyed doing some of our camping last year out of the F-150. Having the space inside the vehicle for kids and dogs and family and other people was nice. And having the ability to just start off with 60s and a Sterling 10.25 in the back, and not having power be a problem. I have a lot of torque and power on tap, so that's what I ended up. Some guy's like, hey, you know, it said in your ad that you're interested in trades. And I was like, yeah, I kind of wrote what I want to trade. Like, so if it's not in that kind of deal. And he goes, well, what if it's exactly the thing you wrote? And I was like, oh, then let's talk. And then it got better. So I was like, all right, it's going to be a Super Duty. It's a 6 liter. So I was like, all right, well, I'll have to do all this stuff. But he's already done the EGR mod. Nothing is deleted, EPA. Not a single thing is deleted. I'm pretty sure, but I haven't looked. Who's to say? But it's got the oil cooler modification so that it doesn't share an oil cooler with the coolant system anymore. It's now a separated piece, so you don't end up with the fake head gasket failure that wasn't really a head gasket failure that a bunch of people end up with, because the oil cooler literally sits in the oil, like, valley in the top of the motor. And so if it ever cracks and any coolant gets in it, it goes straight into the engine oil. And that notoriously kills them. So it's got a bulletproof kit. It doesn't have the ARP head studs, but it does have the upgraded four different torque to yield head bolts. The heads were done by Ford at 110,000 miles or something, he said. We're at 220 right now. He bought it from the Ford dealership. They had just put a set of heads on it and done like the whole top end. And he did all the rest of that stuff to it. And then he just also did a Carly front kit. So it's got a 2.5-inch set of Carly springs, Fox adjustable 2.0s with remote reservoirs. It has their like camber adjustment set up and some other parts and pieces to make it work right. It has fresh ball joints. It has fresh hubs. It has fresh steering. The rear, he did the Carly leaf pack that gets rid of the overload springs, but it has a little bit more cushion. And the 2.0 adjustable. And it's like all these things that I would have done are already done on it. And he showed up and he started talking and super nice guy. He's a nerd about those trucks the way that the rest of us are nerds about our rigs kind of thing. And like, we stood there for an hour, him just talking about the truck, just telling me every little thing, every little piece, what he did, how he did it, when he got in there, what he did, why they did this. It's got a brand new turbo on it because it had a variable vane turbo that was sticking. So it would like come on hot. It wouldn't like conveniently move back and forth like it's supposed to. And so he's like, that got annoying. So I just put another turbo on it. He said, but when I took it out, it's just carbon buildup a little bit in it. And so I cleaned it all up and that one works now. So you can have that, and just gave me a bunch of extra parts. And so that is now my rig. And then I was like, you want to know about the Jeep? And he goes, yeah, you had a pretty good article, like a little write-up on it. And so that looks pretty good. And I watched some of the Campfire Passport stuff because I put a link to our to me putting the transmission in that one. I was like, it's got a fresh transmission. How do I prove that? You can watch me install it, actually. And so I put those in there, and he said he watched a bunch of videos of it wheeling and us doing stuff to it and me working on it.
Did he watch the one where I drove it?
The Sorry Mike one? I think he made a reference to it, yeah. And I think I made a reference to why I had to replace the transmission. Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure I said it was your fault.
That's fair.
but yeah, so he's like, I don't really care too much about it, and he drove it once, and he's like, cool. And then he came by to swap vehicles, and he brought his two kids, and they were just like stoked. 7 and 5 or 7 and 4 or something like that, younger kids, and they were just like about it. He's like, are you gonna be sad to say goodbye to our truck? And they're like,
no,
not even listening. They're running around the Jeep and they're looking at the Jeep and they're hopping in the Jeep and they're like stoked about it. He's like, that's kind of why he wanted to do it. And so
did you ask him if he likes ducks or
no, didn't. Okay. Nobody ducks me in that JK. Like, it didn't happen very often. I had the one that, and then the Rubicon trip where people were doing it ironically. but I threw that one away. But it wasn't getting ducked at parking lots or any of the other stuff. People just didn't seem to. It might have been the small PP Club sticker I had on the driver's door. That would
so
maybe make sense.
What year is this? Is it a 250, 350?
It's a 2005 F250, 6 liter.
Cool.
It's a Lariat. So it's got heated seats, which is, you know, really important for me.
Okay.
It's definitely nice to have heated seats. I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not mad about them at all. And it's like, it's pretty good. It's got a hard canopy with a like carpet kit in it.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty nice. I think for me camping by myself, there's no reason I can't just throw a pad back there and be plenty comfortable.
I think we could all sleep in it.
I think so. It's a short bed. So it's a, you know, 6 3/4 instead of the 8 foot bed. But it's crew cab.
Yep.
So
cool. It's got all the Carly stuff. It's on 37s already.
Yep.
What
it's
tire?
37s, some Yokohamas.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, they're mud terrain. And they're pretty good. There's probably 70% tread on those, but the front is worn a little funny. He put new hubs on it, but he has been running it with the hubs locked, like, since, it sounds like, which I'm not a fan of, so I unlocked them. And he's like, they got a vacuum actuator thing, so it doesn't really matter. And I said, I think it works the other way. They do have a vacuum actuator thing, but if your hubs are unlocked and you put it in four-wheel drive and you start to spin, it will vacuum actuate the hubs to function.
Don't they have an,
even if they're unlocked?
Don't they have an auto setting?
Yeah. So he just had them on.
Got it.
And so the front tires are worn a little funny because they're at like 30 PSI and the hubs were locked for the last who knows how long. So I'm going to rotate them and do that. But in reality, I just need to level them out enough that they look good enough to sell at Jesse's house.
Potentially. Yeah.
And I get 40.
Doesn't have the Carly fabricated radius arms. It's just the like meter kit or whatever they call it.
Yeah, it's their budget kind of, but it's still got coils and springs it's a and
coil bucket and
yeah, that's still
factory
cool.
Factory radius
yeah.
arms.
Yeah, and I'm gonna if it works out, I'm gonna try and see if the air stuff I got from you, Sean. I think I'm gonna try and get rid of the rear bump stops and put those bags in, because I have a set of airbags that I mean,
bags aren't. Bump stops.
No, they're not.
just going to put that out there.
But if you have a little bit of pressure in them all the time, they will do more because the current bump stops are just the stock ones. And I don't think that with 37s even, they would stop the axle anywhere close to enough space to keep the bed flat. So we'll see. I'm going to try and make my own kit there. It's not that expensive to buy air bags for the back of those anyway. I think that's the plan. Air bumps and all that stuff would be cool, but I don't know that I'm there yet. Need 40s first.
I mean, I would assume that, you know, 40s are fantastic, but I would think it will do many things on what it's got already. So it's,
I'm sure of it, but it'll sink in the snow. And that's really,
it's going to sink in the snow on 40s too.
No.
Colin's truck probably weighs 1,500 pounds less than that, and I watched him bury it pretty quick in the snow a few times. Yeah, my car is not lightweight, so.
Yeah,
but that's cool.
Yeah, I took a little video when I parked next to you, and I made sure that I was backed up bumper to bumper, and it's like a solid 3 feet longer and about a foot and a half wider.
Yep.
I was like, oh, it doesn't look too bad, and then I got to the front, and I just look at both front ends, and I'm like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
But it'll be fine. It'll be fun.
Cool.
I'm going to build some sliders that stick out enough to be steps a little bit for the wife.
Going to be long.
They're going to be long.
don't drop those on your face.
Yeah. No, try not to. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that is
going to be my rig news.
You're all arounder. You know, do a little fun off.
It's going to be
camping.
Mostly camping. I'm not too far away from having a TJ. Again, my grandfather has promised my son his yellow TJ when he doesn't want to tow it behind the RV anymore. My grandpa's been hinting that he's not really going to take the RV on that many trips this year, and he's probably not going to take any trips next year. And so we'll have a TJ at the house with a Boro and an auto, and I'll get to start kind of working on that and see what I want to do with it.
Nice.
Maybe tons and 40s also. We'll see.
Me and the dog will keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Walk by it every night.
Yeah, thank you.
That's funny.
Yeah, you know exactly the
range. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You've seen it a ton.
That's funny. Cool. Well, you know, I think it'll be interesting. I don't think that's quite as far on the overcorrect as I thought. I think it needs a camper before I'll go there. But there's still time.
You think I was going to get a van?
There's still time. Yeah.
Yeah, trailer, camper, that's going to be, that's what it'll be really.
Yeah.
Now you're just back to where you were just with
with a different rig,
newer and more power.
Yeah.
That'd be the
bigger tires
and a better suspension.
And bigger tires and better tires. Suspension. Yeah. I mean, honestly,
and it is nice,
it'd be an upgrade for
but
sure.
But I'll bet you it would weigh more.
I'm not sure. I got to get this thing weighed now and see what it actually weighs. By the internet numbers versus what I know the red truck actually weighed, I should be same or a little bit lighter. The 7.3 is very heavy. And the 6.0 is not nearly as heavy.
That's true.
Makes
a big thing.
Well, it's 1.4 liters smaller.
Less, yeah. Nope, that's
quite a bit of volume.
And that
the math is correct on that, I know.
The problem with that, though, is only that the open space in the block is 1.4. leaders. So, I mean, yeah, we'll see. It should be currently like under 8,000 pounds.
It's under so, yeah. twice the amount of the JK, roughly.
I mean, if you get close to, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Now I got to look it up again. Because it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Well, I was like, oh. So it's funny. I Googled it and the curb weight came up like the AI search. And I was like, that doesn't seem right. And the first forum post was like, I just weighed my truck and it was 8,600 pounds. And I was like, oh. Yeah.
When I saw, yeah, folks with bumpers and long beds, they're pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see the AI thing that says it's 62?
Yeah, I was like, wait
no,
a second.
I saw that, but that I was like, that ain't right.
That must be for the single cab gas.
That's two wheel drive. Base 5.4 base. Liter.
Yeah. Two wheel drive.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Crew cab lariat.
Short bed.
Make sure you get that short bed. He needs that extra 200 pounds.
It matters. Yeah, four that's sheet metal, baby. Drive.
5.4. That's not right.
No, it's a 6.0.
Yeah. It only lists the 5.4. It's only got the gassers in here for some reason.
Hmm.
So that's...
So add, it's 100 pounds add, of turbo. Yeah,
add
not the rest of it. 1,000
to 2,000 pounds to that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm curious if it will give me the option here.
So we'll see how it does. I think it'll do well. I think it'll be plenty of fun. It'll haul the family really nicely. Tons of space in it.
What's your range?
Yeah. Not as far as you'd think. About 450 miles, which isn't bad.
No, that's...
They switched to single tanks by then, right?
Yeah. Yep. So, I think you could still get a dual tank on a long bed.
Curb weight, 7,558 pounds is what I'm getting here.
There you go. And then you add 20 gallons of oil. just kidding. It is actually 20 quarts of oil, though, because the EGR... or not the EGR, the oil cooler system that it has is a 5-quart system. So normally it was a 15-quart oil change, and then you add 5 now.
Wow.
Which just seems like a lot of oil. And there's guys online that are like, oh, yeah, if you don't change it every 3,000 miles, you're going to be toast. And there's other guys that are like, you have 20 quarts of oil. Change it every 3 to 5 years.
Oh, my
gosh. you're never going to have any kind of issue. I've been doing a lot of research on the stuff that he did to the truck beforehand, and it really is the list of things that I was going to do if I had gotten a stock 6.0. And I don't have to do any of it.
That's nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Cool.
So we'll see how it goes. It might be fine.
Does that have like
it's
a...
got 225,000.
Limited slip rear kind of scenario, or those have...
I think so. Okay. Yeah, it's got a... like a spring actuated, not a clutch pack, limited slip in the back of those. I think.
Yeah.
Both spin when you put your foot down, because I figured out that, not trying to, but I was like, oh, I got to get out in traffic a little bit. And I put my foot all the way to the bottom and it went whoop, like it was nothing.
Cool.
So.
Cool, cool. Well.
Yeah, stock gearing.
Be fun to watch.
We'll see how it goes. Worst case scenario, it goes poorly and makes good content.
That could be good. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, if anything, you got a great tow rig.
Yeah. I've already towed some stuff with it and it's like it wasn't even there.
So what's the plan with the work truck then? Does it become a little more irrelevant because it's giant for just work?
It depends on what goes on because prices at Ford for the Maverick are still like close.
I just saw that the hybrid all-wheel drive is available now.
Yeah, and so that matters a little bit, and I'm interested in something like that. We don't want to go... It sucks because it's like $1,000 to put stickers on something. And so we put $1,000 worth of stickers on the F-150 and then go trade it in. You got to put $1,000 worth of stickers on the next rig. So I don't know that we're going to jump right into it, but I think that the next... opportunity when prices are reasonable. The Ford Maverick costs like the same as a Ranger right now. It's insane that they got popular and the prices went way up and they just stayed there. Wow. So if the prices come down and they get more reasonable, or if the used market floods up with some of the all-wheel drive hybrid ones, I will probably just do that.
I don't want to sidetrack us, but I think the car market's going to get real fucking wacky for a little bit here. So I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah. No, I don't know what's going to happen.
Prices are only going up.
I'm going to get that Subaru sold during tax return season, and that way I'm not stuck in a weird thing.
Yeah, Maverick is assembled in Mexico too, so just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yep.
For
now.
Let's move. Oh, God, yeah, we're going to move that plant in 2 weeks.
Yeah. You've seen it.
Aaron's laughing because most of their cars are actually made in the U.S. It's less of a
assembled. Assembled. Yeah. We still got to get a lot of parts from Japan. Okay. So we'll see. But yeah.
Well, through the Lord, all things are possible.
So. Yeah. If you believe, you shall achieve.
Don't you worry, Sean.
Oh, man. Yeah. Can we pause for a second? I have a comment. I'm just kidding. Save it for after. So I was actually going to share news that the Maverick Hybrid all-wheel drive was available because I thought that was super interesting. But that was it. That was the news.
That's your news?
That's my
news. And I'm with you there. I'm surprised it didn't come out that way. The fact that you had to have the 2-liter turbo to get all-wheel drive from the get-go, but the all-wheel drive hybrid was like the most requested option. So
they
already have
eventually listed
all-wheel drive escapes in the hybrid.
Yeah.
Which is
that article about the Aussies getting the Ranger Super Duty. Yeah. Diesel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What the heck, man? Yes, damn, we get cool stuff.
Full size trucks.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
F-150s, 250s, 350s, all that stuff.
Oh, I didn't realize
full-size
that.
Full size trucks aren't a thing down there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So
there are people. Yeah.
Well,
there's
a good trade.
You can get, you can import them.
And there are converters too, people that will convert them to right-hand drive and stuff. It's kind of crazy.
It's it's insane how much money they have to spend to do
it's
all
wild.
That.
To get a full-size rig. Oh, I bet.
It's wild.
So that, the TJ and Mac YouTube, they're building a K20, like a 72 or something, which is left-hand drive, which, I mean, I know is like, not impossible to do in Australia, but it seems like it's super uncommon and it must just be for vintage cars, but it's just a regular left-hand drive K20 tons, 37s probably, but it's got a 6.7 Cummins, obviously a 6.7, but later Cummins and a, an 8-speed, like a CHP or a, God, what is it? Not CHP. Why am I blanking on it? There's a DCT 8-speed Z8. It's not a ZF 8-speed. It's a different one. Anyways. Super interesting though to do an 8-speed in the hold on, I gotta figure out what transmission that is because now it's gonna bother me. Isn't a ZF, it's a Luke's yelling right now. I can just hear him. It's not the Tremec, it's a different one. It must be the ZF.
Well, the ZF's the one that Ford, Chevy, and Dodge were using at the same time.
Probably, right? The ZF.
Because there was a transmission
It is the ZF.
The big three were ZF is in like almost everything.
Yeah. There's a ZF8 and then a ZF10, right? Because the ZF10 is what's in my F-150.
Your F-150 is F10L or 10R.
10L?
10R or 10. It's a 10R80 or something like that is what the.
Oh, I thought it was the. Okay. See, I don't know much about these things.
It's kind of weird.
Wait, is there an advertisement before the Ford advertisement that you want to click on?
Mm-hmm.
That seems ridiculous.
10R80 is what the Ford is.
Skip either.
No. They're doing. Okay. But
I think it's going to be a decent. I think that the Super Duty Ranger is going to be a decent competition for the 70 series.
It might be.
Yeah.
When it comes to the tradey stuff and whatnot.
I
know that people love the 70 series, but I think that if they get into one back to back with a Ranger.
Oh, I'm sure it's way nicer.
And if they're close at all in price, they're gonna pick a Ranger. Because the 70 series is still
the
farm implement, you know?
Yeah.
It's not.
I think that people will be
just like we've talked about, people like say they want a 70 series so bad. Until they've been in one and realize it has none of the comforts that they expect a vehicle to have.
Yeah. I would assume that they'll lose like market on people that want something that's more simple, right? Like those people will end up buying the
the 70. Right. And I don't understand the Australian market enough to understand this completely, but it seems like your country people, you know, might want the more basic thing, but this thing is badass. The Ranger is sweet.
Yeah, I dig it. I'm just angry that we won't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
What were you saying about your customers?
Oh, I was just saying we had a lot of customers that would complain after driving G-Wagons about the same thing, where they didn't think that it rode like a Mercedes should. It's like, well,
yeah.
You realize how long that chassis has been around. So.
So. Yeah, it was bad from the factory.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, solid axles, coil springs. Drives like a Jeep.
Yeah, or a Super Duty. except the rear. I gotta say though, I've done a couple of dirt roads, and Super Duty drives like a Cadillac with those shocks. I think I can tune a little bit into it, but it is pretty nice.
A lot of that can be tire size too.
Well,
and tire type plus the weight of the vehicle,
and they're under inflated right now, but it was pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's like heavier vehicles at lower pressures ride better lighter vehicles at low pressures.
Yep. No, believe me.
It's a curved ratio there.
Well, any other news? Any other automotive news?
I'm searching. I was trying to see if there's something else in there. But yeah, I think the Maverick and the Super Duty Ranger are kind of the only things I'm seeing at the moment that are...
Yeah, truck
mentionable
news.
You know, I mean, looks like Expedition Portal got to do a first drive in the Honda Passport Trail Sport. So
awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's essentially, if you don't want to Bronco Sport,
oh, he says Subaru Outback,
you can go and lift wheels in.
That is a Bronco Sport.
In your Honda Passport.
Isn't that a picture of a Bronco Sport?
That's a Honda Passport, my
friend. That looks just like...
That's a Honda Passport.
Bronco Sport.
Passport.
What it's got. 285 horsepower V6. Okay. 23 miles to the gallon. 18-gallon fuel tank. That's a big fuel tank for that little car.
Yeah.
And that's pretty surprising. Let's see.
It's about the size that the Jeep was when I dented the... skid on it.
It's got 31s.
Cool.
Well, hold on. Let me. I guess I got to go trade the Super Duty in then. There's no reason to have an F-250.
8.1 inches of ground clearance.
With no underbody protection.
With no. Wait, no. That's the last generation. Hold on.
Oh, I see. I see.
That it comes with 4mm skid plate.
Yeah.
It's not any...
you can even get rock rails with a 1.5mm stainless steel plate installed.
And it's up to 8.3 inches off the ground now.
Wild.
I like that they go back and forth between the King's...
how it drives.
Measurements and the millimeters. Will it overland?
Will it overland? The classic question.
Will it blend?
And which is reasonable to ask, yeah. Yeah.
A rubberized cargo shelf can hold 44 pounds.
Wow.
Hmm. Wow. And that is included in the Adventure.
Ooh, it also has a cargo light, just saying.
Well, and it's got the orange stripe on the seat.
Yeah, you gotta have that.
That's how you know it's off-road. That's when it does that. From 49.9.
It's fine.
Okay.
I was reading up on the new Armada, the 4X Pro or whatever their off-road trim is.
Yep.
I liked what they were saying about it. OVR, I was trying to think of the magazine I was reading it in. I haven't looked at that issue or that magazine before until just now.
Mm-hmm.
And so far it's pretty good.
If you have an Onyx subscription, you get a subscription to their digital magazine. Oh, no, wait, sorry, no. Trail Lightly. Or Tread Lightly. Jesus.
Tread Lightly.
Oh, God. Tread Lightly.
Good to know.
Come on, Sean.
I know. I'm losing it today. I'm tired.
It's okay. They're not our sponsor.
Thanks. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I also messed
up. Yeah, the Armada looked like it was pretty nice.
It does look. Oh, you're bringing it up, Colin? Oh, no, you're bringing it up.
Because they were, I think, going to the global chassis of
the Patrol.
Patrol?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. As long as the Patrol stays good. It should be okay.
The Jeep decided to make something that would compete with the Passport.
Yeah. This is, well, and, yeah, and this is a 4xE.
Right.
But it's only in Europe.
Well, of course.
Or at least now, right now, it's only in Europe. So they have
the Avenger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Got to capitalize on that fresh new Marvel content.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it'll be in all the
all the
movies, and it'll be, you know, they'll have the commercials before the movie.
Right. And then the commercial in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ooh, this is, I don't like that.
Internal combustion?
Why are they terming it an ICE vehicle? That seems like a poor.
Oh, that's, yeah. No, internal combustion engine. It's always been that way. I mean, not always, but it's been that's been the thing.
Who says that? Who types that out?
A lot of people.
Well,
it's here. You'd be surprised. I don't love it.
It's an internal combustion engine or ICE.
Europe. That's just what they call
it. I have never in my life seen somebody refer to it like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, it's,
that's really common. Yeah.
But it's not even talking about that, though. It's saying that it couldn't be better to be a hybrid right now when internal combustion engines are being banned.
1.2-liter turbocharged engine, 136 horsepower.
Two electric motors.
Interesting.
So it delivers combined output of 145 horsepower.
So it's mostly
internal combustion power. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a 9-volt battery? What's going on here? How is it? You get 4 AAAs, and then you put them in the back.
Weird. I wonder if it doesn't even have... Do you think it has a low range?
No.
I mean, if it's not plug-in, it probably
doesn't. Modes.
Yeah, if it's utilizing the electric motors, I bet it doesn't, because it would probably be something along the lines of front-wheel drive.
It's going to be hard to tell from this dash if there's like a...
And if it does, I bet it's programmed. I bet it's not like a real low range. I bet it locks it in first or something.
Ooh, top of the range is the North Face edition.
Oh. When you drive south, you have to look backwards.
But it's limited to 4,800.
Get the puffy jacket seats.
Yeah. It's got green stuff.
Well, yeah, because that's how you know it's electric.
Electric.
But, well, hybrid.
In some way, yeah.
Yeah.
New in-system ChatGPT feature enhances the experience by offering AI-driven travel suggestions
and brand-related information. What the heck does that mean?
So
it's all new pop-ups.
It's those ads. Yeah, I was going to say, do you remember
the ads on the screen?
Awesome.
Like, we know you like...
Hey, you should come check out the dealership.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Jeep dealership? It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, in other news, did you see that Rough Country came out with a like camper shell that's modular? Like, what was the OVE? Who's the company that
there is one, yeah.
The smart
OVS
type
smart cap?
OVS. So
probably.
Rough Country finally copied it.
They're probably importing it from the same place.
It's the same, yeah. It's gonna be the same thing probably.
Well, it's
rebrand
cheaper by quite a lot
for now,
like almost $1,000. And so my dad went in and saw Colin and said, "Hey, I heard you were a Rough Country dealership or dealer here," and which made me laugh because I did not put him up to it. But Colin, for years, has heard me and Sean as well go in there because they have a Rough Country like section on their big pegboard deal there. Mm. And I'm like, "Oh, hey, you guys are a Rough Country dealer," and they were not, have not been. But Colin went ahead and became one for my dad, which was kind, and ordered him one. So. Mm. My dad will have that new, not smart topper.
Oh, it's like a smart cap. It's not like an
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I thought it was like the integrated. So OVS makes one that's like got a rooftop tent that can be kind of like removed. It's like modular with that, but.
Oh, no.
This is
not
just
like
a
that,
but... modular cap. That's cool.
Yeah. Let me see if I can. I do not have the ability to share screens because I'm on a tablet and it is mad at me.
I guess I could share it in that case if Colin's
not.
I'm probably behind you. I don't know how fast you are.
I'm already here.
Sean looks pretty fast.
Okay.
But
I don't see it.
Yeah, my dad ordered it. It'll be here shortly. And he's like, what do you think? You think that's something we could put together? And I was like, well, I changed out a transmission in my garage while I had COVID. So I bet we could do this together. Yeah.
So was it flat? They ship it flat packed or something?
Mm-hmm.
There's a company that's making like topper, top, like camper toppers.
Oh, that come flat like that?
That come like that.
That's kind of neat.
Now too.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's the inflatable one, which I keep seeing and I'm like, why?
Yep.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's weird.
They're kind of weird looking, but
that's the thing. Yeah.
I get it. They're super light.
Well, yeah, if it looked good though, I'd be all about it. But it's just it, when they put it on there, it looks like somebody drew it in Minecraft.
Yeah. I like their beds.
Oh yeah, the ones that fill the wheel well,
I think that is a better idea than the canopy is.
I'm with you on that.
But you know.
Yeah, because it has like the little bump outs that go over where your wheel wells are and it fills in and sits really nicely. I've seen those and people use them as rafts. Which is also fun.
Well, I mean, yeah. They're
a raft. Yeah.
You can use the camper or the canopy as a raft too. Just flip that thing upside down. Good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, go. Put a motor on the back.
Put a motor. You got a boat.
The old Johnson outboard.
Electric trolling motor on it. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Probably last just as long as the Chinese vehicles that float.
Oh, the
amphibious
Yang Wangs or whatever.
Yeah, the Yang Wang. 20 minutes of boat.
That transmission thing, by the way, just because I have to say it, because I butchered it, it's a ZF 8HP.
8HP, yeah.
That's right.
I combined that into ZHP. So.
Got it.
Close. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yeah, because the 8 is how many speeds it has, Sean.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I have a 10 speed.
No, I'm saying that was the one that I was talking about on that swap. What I was going to get to was that I've seen a bunch of car content where people have swapped this. I saw a guy with a rotary. I've seen it on a 2JZ or a 1J. A couple of different cars like this because they can make their dual clutch so they can make them, or their automatics that can act like a dual clutch gearbox. So it can basically look like or work like a sequential without a clutch, which is pretty wild. And you can actually add like a clutch pedal to it as well. So you can get a full disengage off of that. So it's pretty wild. There's, I think, maybe even a pro drift person running a similar setup I saw, or maybe like a pro-am guy. But it's
current
super
generation transmissions. Like we don't really talk about them a lot, but
they've gotten
much
way better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's guys with mostly stock with billet converter 10 speeds out of the F-150s running like 2,000 horsepower. And they're just doing okay. And the explanation that I hear is that they've got more gears. So it doesn't really work that hard on that gear.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really work hard on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And the cases are more compact. And so there's not like as long of a stretch of whatever is getting that torque. It's not going as far down anything that's going to break and bend or move. And so it's really interesting because I don't think on a new car, unless it was specifically to be a Miata or Miata, really, I don't know that I'd look specifically and care that much about an auto versus manual.
Well, I mean, when you can essentially make it like a really forgiving sequential, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I just found there's a, like, you can basically make a clutch pedal emulator with these, a working clutch, which is wild.
Wait, Hyundai, I think I've talked about this before, but Hyundai in their, one of their in cars that's not produced yet has an electric car with a manual transmission. It's just an emulator.
It's made. That's the Ioniq 5N has it.
Is it? I thought it wasn't out yet. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's like, that's cool.
Pretty wild.
And then you just push a button and it can be turned off and you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
When you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah. Or if you want it to be like, you know, actually faster.
right.
Which is weird, but, you know, true.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's all about the feel, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's where where we end up with manual transmission is for feel and nostalgia, not for performance. But anyways, the DCT shifting thing in a four-wheel drive is with an 8-speed. I'm like curious to see if more of that happens and how that happens and what it works with and what it doesn't. because I constantly I wish I had pushed to do a 6-speed instead of a 4-speed when I did my swap. I really got so hung up on doing what was like normal that I feel like that's something I could have done a different end or like a more normal engine and a 6-speed and been better off. But
well, and that's Haley's Escalade is the 6L.
Yeah, they're great.
And I'm like, that's nice. It's way nicer to drive than the 4L that was in anything that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep,
and it sounds good. That motor in her car sounds good. I back it in, so she likes to pull straight into the driveway.
Yeah, like normal people.
If I ever get a chance, I back it in, so that when it remote starts in the morning, it reverberates through the garage.
Oh, Jesus.
And you can hear it in the kitchen. It sounds really good.
Cold start.
Yeah, yeah. Just and Miles will always go, "Oh, like, that's my boy."
That's funny.
I like it.
That's funny.
But. Well, anybody got anything else? Are we? It's been a while since I've been a part of a. Would you pay money for that?
Yes, Colin. Working on one, or what do we got?
I'm ready to go. Oh, I just don't know where you guys want me to start. I don't. I've got Aaron on the computer, so you know, no intro music. You can just pretend it.
Money. Ears. That. .com.
Yeah. Where do you want me to start?
Aaron, you got to pick some sort of.
Any
way to start. So
any factor, doesn't matter what it is. You could not, you know, it doesn't even have to be a factor that has to do with a vehicle.
I once chose the most green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can pick whatever you want.
Wow. Put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get at least 15 words out of you before this podcast. Otherwise, we've wasted your use.
Break my record. I'll do an easy one.
Okay.
Ground clearance.
Ooh. Most ground clearance.
Most ground clearance. Right.
I once had tallest from the tallest point. That was a fun one.
It's probably this.
We're not going to hold you to it.
Nah, because under axle, it's not going to have as much. Okay. All right. Let's pull this sucker up here. Green. And this guy. All right. Well, what we have here is a 1974 deuce and a half.
Oh my God.
And this would have been the correction that Sean was looking for Mike to do.
Right?
$5,000, 6x6. It's a fire truck.
Of course.
Which we know Mike's
into that.
Yeah. All about buying fire trucks. I got a soft spot
for him, yeah.
No rust, starts immediately, runs fantastic, 37,000 miles, truck has a heater and a turbo.
That's funny that heater is first.
It's a weird way to list that. But frame is coated, which makes one think of a frame off sandblast restoration.
It doesn't mean it happened, but we might think about
think of it. Yeah. We'll think of it.
We spray painted the bottom.
Awesome undercarriage, it says. Drive at home if you feel comfortable driving this beast. and it's got a camper in it.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Round it. With it.
Yeah, it's red.
That's red or pink?
It's got
a rear deck.
Well, yeah, it's got a deck because the bed is so long.
Yeah.
For the camper, see? So.
And it's a steel deck, so you can put a fire pit up there.
Yeah.
Just sit around.
Just sit out on your rear porch.
True. You back halfway into the lake before you have to worry about getting your feet wet.
Oh, wait. Inside is green, original.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, because it's a fire truck. It's a military vehicle first, then it's a fire
just
truck.
Just like it's a heater first, and then it's a turbo.
And then it's a turbo. Yeah.
Is the turbo just producing heat, and that's what they're calling it?
It's a turbo heater.
Yeah.
I mean, the camper looks... era specific as well.
Yeah. I mean, it fits the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that mattress. Man,
it kind of looks like it's in better shape than I thought it was going to be, the camper at least.
The camper, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I like it whenever the mattress matches the curtains, you know?
That's... Yeah, when the mattress matches the drapes, you know, it's a good situation. Along. Like you said, you could drive it home if you're comfortable driving it.
Yeah, and this is not sped up footage at all. This is how fast it goes.
Yeah.
Takes corners at 90. No.
Yeah, I'm also a no.
Yeah. Wow. Are we a quad no?
Yeah, that was
I already have a big truck.
Well.
It's parked out front.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
Yeah, same. it's a cool idea, but I'm not into killing myself every time I try and drive it.
No, but it's cheaper than I thought it would be.
I mean, 5,000 is pretty
low. Yeah, I know, yeah.
That's pretty low.
That's going to sell quick. No, it's 14 weeks. Never mind. Yeah. I ain't going nowhere. Nobody fucking wants that, turns out.
Let's see. I think this one is next. That's what we've got here is a 96 F-350 crew cab long bed Dule, and it's got some really good red and blue racing stripes.
Yeah.
Worth noting.
It's red, white, and blue. That's
got the whole thing is
bumper
white.
Bumper lights.
So.
Yeah. It's got crazy running boards that go down the entire side of the truck and one of those funny canopies that's only 3 feet of the 8 foot bed.
Well, that's so you can put your fifth wheel behind it. You mm-hmm. don't want to take
and
up
and still have a canopy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You want indoor space, but you don't want to stop towing. What do you think this truck's for?
23,000 miles.
Is that it?
It's a Power Stroke.
Of course.
I've had it painted. It still needs the jams painted, it says.
What
tuner,
color are the jams?
4-inch full exhaust with a Wicked Wheel. A Wicked Wheel 2.
Oh.
Fuel bowl delete, Banks Trans Commander. I converted the truck to leaf springs up front.
What?
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 With an RSK. Is this two-wheel drive? But those are leaf spring 2. So why?
Maybe he was...
How did he convert to leaf springs?
Maybe he's saying that
leaf springs.
He converted it.
It's a 350. It was straight axle.
Like he, the wording is that they installed them. It's lifted 8 inches on 33s.
8 inches on 33s.
That ain't enough.
Oh no, it is two wheel drive.
Color match Lund visor, cowboy camp. But those are leaf spring too.
Oh, keep reading, Colin.
New shocks, Dana 60 kingpin. Mm-hmm. Locking hubs, still needs transfer case and drive shafts.
Okay, so he put a front axle in it.
Yeah,
so he got rid of the TTB. Got it.
That didn't have a TTB. It's a 350.
But it was two-wheel drive.
Those just have drop axles.
They do?
Yep.
Oh.
It's not a TTB.
That is something I was not aware of.
If it was a 250, yes.
I know, yeah.
But
I thought
350s all had solid axles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something I've ever looked into. I have zero ideas on... In my head, I just assumed it would have been traction beam, no axle.
He knows what it's worth. He built it himself. So now lowballing.
Now lowballing, all right.
Now
lowballing.
Do it now.
So
now that's what the ad said.
We can lowball.
I built it, I know. Like maybe that was a very reasonable comment. He was just like, yeah, I built this thing. Who's to say how good it is? You probably ought to lowball me.
Looking to sell won't take less than asking price. Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
But he will take trades 10. That make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Only the ones that make sense, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the next question. Are all the pictures just going to be screenshots from his phone?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of
so.
Just loading the fucking picture on
or him, cropping it like
which,
a fucking
which
adult?
Doesn't make any sense to me.
You already have the photo
he
here.
Went through an extra step to load the screenshot on here. Instead of just going to the picture
he
on
his
phone
take
and
all
loading
the pictures,
it on,
and then she screenshots
it and
sends it to her.
And then does it. Like, what is... Okay, this one is not a screenshot.
All right.
It's got a boost gauge.
It probably looks so bad from up close that he's like, you know what? We should take that picture really far away and then like screenshot it and make it so it stays small.
It's got something. The gas door is red
instead
of just having the stripe on it. And it's got some lettering on top of the dually kickout. I'm curious.
Enhanced.
Probably says like. Fuck yeah, America on it or something.
Are we sure it's writing? It's not like just burnt paint. Could be either.
No, that says that's lettering. That's lettering for sure.
There is something on there. Yeah,
it says something America.
Heartbeat of America.
Yeah, it's got red, white, and blue on it.
Steel.
Oh,
America.
Dang, he's got an American flag headliner, buddy.
Dang,
look out. Seats torn up, missing freaking plastics.
That is going to be a no from me.
I know. I started out as a yeah because I assumed it was four-wheel drive looking at it, but I'm a no.
I'm a no also.
Yeah. Once again, the quadfecta.
Wow. I wanted to like it. There's a lot of things there that I'm... But its tires are too small. It's not well
for
done.
For starters.
Yeah. It's not well done.
It's got a lot of issues.
If it was what it is, if it was what it is in this tiny picture right here, executed correctly, you bet. That is a me thing. I would be all about it. But it is not.
Yeah.
That is, you turned the lights on after you left the club.
I saw this recently.
And that's what you
got. Did we talk about this already?
We haven't talked about this.
Okay. Well, it's a
1990 Jeep Comanche. Regular cab. They didn't make any others.
Right. did I send this to you? Because I saw it and I thought about it.
Still regular.
16.5, and it's got, you know, a build out that is a camper.
Yeah. I mean,
this is the Comanche size, what are they called? Earth roamer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Earth roamer, homebrew Comanche size Earth roamer.
Moon cruiser. What's a smaller planet?
Woodburn Pluto. Cruiser, because that's where he's at.
Oh, a Pluto. It's got to be a smaller planet.
Smaller
if
planet.
Be...
Oh, yeah, I see.
Plantoid.
Yeah. Let's see. So yes, it's available. Testing the waters. 90 with a 4-liter high output plus a turbo.
Mm-hmm.
AX15, 231. It's full camper RV.
So 96, I just want to point out right now, 96 4-liter is the perfect 4-liter. It is the very best one they had. Had the best heads, had the best intake, had the least problems, didn't have oiling issues yet. That's the one to have if you're going to have one. They built them like late 95 through early 97, but that's the...
Well, this one's also got a turbo. 33s with a full-size spare.
That's rad.
5.5-inch lift. Fox shocks up front. 45-gallon freshwater tank.
That's a lot of water. Oven.
That's too much water.
Two-burner cooktop. Hood fan. Fridge. Heater. Sink and running water. Pop-up top. Sleeps 4 adults. Onboard air with 3-gallon air tank. Airbags. I assume he means suspension, not safety. 2,000-watt inverter. Awning needs a couple small things to be perfect, but it's a beast and will just about go anywhere. I'd argue otherwise. Also, price will most likely increase when I fix the little things. This is a sweet camper and very comfortable for what it is.
My favorite thing
I don't
is
really
people...
want to sell, but I'm trying to buy a house.
You already have a house, man.
Yeah, it was like, it's right there. What are you talking about, man?
Come on, you just said it sleeps 4.
I love it when people are like, I'm going to fix stuff, trust me, and the price is going to go up. Mm-hmm. It never goes up. I've watched things be for sale for a year, and they're like, I'm fixing stuff. This is repaired now. And you're like, the price didn't go up.
Well, if he wants to buy a house, he should just rent this out to somebody.
Well, even better,
Airbnb
guys,
it. Yeah.
He's offering his services to you. He can also design and build you a custom camper for any vehicle.
Oh.
Any vehicle.
Just
PM me and we can go over the details.
My Miata has unlimited headroom if you put the top down.
Okay, so this is, it's dark green. It's got lights on the roof, a bumper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's got the airplane fold down stair door.
Yep.
Okay. The spare tire is in a
funky place.
It's an interesting spot. Pointing downward at the ground. So he does the angled cut.
So that you can have the ladder.
To get the approach and departure angles good, and then put the tire in that space.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird.
That's a great choice. These are his design. So just he's showing you his design skills.
Right here
with this. Man, that's a lot of camper hanging off the back of this. Yeah.
I bet that thing could pop a wheel.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I bet you put a full-size spare and you fill it full of water.
That's why the tire's there.
Yeah.
To bounce it off the ground.
That's a good call.
It's a wheelie bar. Yes. Yeah. It's a wheelie bar.
Yeah.
Imagine that going up that first dune to get into the sand dunes.
Oh, my God.
Where
imagine that. Imagine that on that steep-ass hill when we did the bottom portion of the OBDR.
Oh, yeah,
leaving the Alvord. Where Colin's transmission got too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oof.
Yeah.
Okay, there's his turbo.
There's so many wires. Why are there so many wires? There's
bit
more.
Bit of a fire hazard, I'd say, as far as his...
There's more wires than there should be.
This is what your guys' car could look like if you want him to build it for you. Oof, on the Dana 30 still. It's a high pinion.
High pinion, so it's better.
But man, dude.
Yeah.
I wish he said how much this thing weighs. This thing's got to be...
Well, but all the weight's over the back axle. Right. What's in the rear? This one's floating, man. You're never going to break this a front axle. Right.
It's really darty. You know? Yeah. Drives like a Miata. Handles like a Miata.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a...
Okay, air tank.
That water tank is right over the rear axle, too.
Yeah.
I don't know which rear axle that is. It's flat across the bottom,
well,
isn't it?
Well, if it's the stock one, if it
should be a 44.
If it started as a long bed, it'd be a 44. But if it started as a short bed, then it's not.
I think that
if it's still the stock one, obviously these have been so fucked about that who knows what.
I think that the telltale factor though on the 44s for Jeep stuff, for Cherokee stuff that size, was it has like a little tab down flat portion across the bottom of the pumpkin. It was upside down, so I don't know.
So it was right side up.
Yeah, but I think that is a 44. I think that matches. I think that's what caught my eye on the one that Tyson got out here.
Oh, it's a pass-through too.
Oh, thank goodness.
I love a pass-through.
This is just a canopy.
Yeah,
that's somebody, he bought a...
it's got...
He bought a carpeted canopy.
His upholstery work is...
Yeah.
Top notch.
Okay.
I mean, that's a rooftop tent that he's scabbed into a canopy.
Cut a hole in the bottom of, and then cut a hole in the roof of his.
Oh, but he did the like the Alucap situation where the bed of the or the floor of the rooftop tent does articulate up, so it's kind of cool with the wood bottom
with wood. Yeah, plywood, baby.
Okay,
just plywood that sucker.
Stays lighter that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this cooktop, and I bet those knives stay right there.
But wait a minute, that's a whole ventilation system.
Yeah, it says it's got a hood.
That's
nice.
Why is it that big, though? Why is it the same one you'd use in a house?
Well, because he doesn't want it to smell like the sausages he cooked last week.
Yeah.
You know?
That makes sense.
I think you could have got a smaller one. I think you could have used any kind of fan.
Oh, also
it's got a back porch.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what? That helps for me.
Ooh,
man.
Got the pillar pod for sure.
It's a manual.
Does he have sunglasses with one lens missing on the dash right there?
You can't. It's so because the pods won't be visible if you have polarized lenses. That's got to be it, right?
No stereo.
No radio, yeah.
He's got some earmuffs.
It's probably not
down
quiet.
Here.
He's also got like yellow glasses next to his one eye glasses. So maybe he's got shooting stuff in here. Maybe that's his thing. That's eye pro.
Okay. He's got
he has a favorite
he's
eye.
He's got a little rug and a plastic blanket there. One of those outdoor rugs. Yeah. Okay.
I want to love this and I just don't.
Yeah.
The concept.
The more I look
I
at
love.
It.
I think I'm still a yes. I think I'll still make it work.
Wow. I just.
I'll find a way to make it work.
I'm also on.
I'd be willing to put tons under it and figure out how to.
I just feel like if you got it,
I'm like with Sean. I like the thoughts behind it and the gumption, but yeah, execution not for me. Sorry.
I'm willing to hurt.
I'm like Mike. If it was any taller, I would be concerned. It would just take naps all the time. It just looks so unstable.
It's
like
just tired.
An XJ on 33 is always a little unstable.
I was so
feeling.
Distracted. I was looks so distracted stable. By the back, but look at it's got the Clearview mirrors on it, Mike.
Exactly.
So it's got a snorkel, and those are like Super Duty mirrors. They slide out.
Those are the Clearviews.
Yeah, Clearviews.
Yeah. Wow.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. There's...
I mean, a
especially
great swing, too.
Definitely could have been a lot better, but you know, maybe this was just the first one he did, so he can only do it better, right? So
right,
so who's volunteering
or worse,
who wants to volunteer their vehicle to then don't hit the mic?
I'm not trying to, it's sliding
Jesus
around
Christ,
it's spinning on me.
Yeah, because you and Sean don't know how to freaking adjust the mic for some
it's just
reason
leaving.
It's oh my god, there's a knob
I try and
there's a knob right here
That one does the up and down. Mm-mm.
No.
Not the twisties.
Yeah. That you got to loosen it all the way, and then you can turn it.
Loosen that, and then you can turn it, because it's in a sheath.
Well, the problem is I wasn't trying to turn it. It was just turning on its own. It was just leaving me.
Yeah, because you unscrewed it from here.
I feel like I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Yep, that's true. You don't. All right. Next one. So here's a different conversion.
Oh my God, I have that up. I was going to bring it up if you didn't.
So, funny. 2024 Tundra. And it's got a flatbed.
Yeah, got a tray.
Thanks. You're trying to keep it from running away from me.
I muted you.
I like it.
It's got a mitts.
I think it looks pretty neat.
Mitts alloy bed on it.
It's a mitts alloy tray bed. What's, does it say started at 87.5.
I'm going to say yes, but I don't have the ability to sit here any longer for a second.
Oh my God.
You can hate me all you want.
Two in a row, Mike.
I'll make it a freaking hat trick.
All right. So it's got Davinson remotes. Got
MRRs.
Yeah.
A nice interior.
Nice interior. It's got his little gauge potty deal, or not gauge potty, switch potty deal.
Got all the factory stuff, big screen.
Never been smoked in, it said.
That's good.
Which I would hope, because it's, you know, not even a year old yet. Jesus Christ.
Man front.
Yeah, got lights, Cooper SST Pro mud terrains.
That
doesn't... Right. What?
Oh, good. No, keep going. No.
Oh.
All the factory options, it looks like.
Of course, yeah. Adaptive cruise, dual zone.
I'm super into this thing, by the way. I just am. I think it's cool. I don't even like the tray bed thing has grown on me so much. And it's got to be done right. And this one, although it doesn't have a canopy, it needs a canopy. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think some of the American trucks do have a hard time pulling off the tray bed. Mm-hmm. And I think the new Tundra pulls off, and it might actually look better.
You're right.
Cause I don't really like the new Tundra very much. And so I think that I might like it better with the tray bed now.
Yeah.
Yep. MMR three-way adjustable, 2 to 3 inch lift plus the Duro bump stops. Premium triple hoop front bumper from Iron Man. Let's see where we got here. It doesn't want to say.
It says Toyo MT tires. Those are not Toyo MTs.
Those are not Toyos. No.
I think they're 37s. I think it might be 37.
I think they could have done a better bumper on too.
I kind of like it because it's kind of like overland looking, like the tray is, like it's a super tour, yeah. A mega tour. That's
I mega mean, tour. I get that. I might be with Aaron. I think that this hoop here, like the headlight hoop, it doesn't match like the way the front end of the truck looks.
Yeah. The headlights.
So it's like not quite right.
I think it might be the grill for me now that I look at it a little, because the grill sticks out like outside of the middle of the bull bar. It like goes extrudes past into where the headlights would go because they are there too. I still like it though. I think I like that bumper. Maybe like just one without the bull bar might be better, but I don't know.
Yeah, just like a slim line instead. Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one. But yeah, I think this might be the best looking new Tundra I've seen.
It's up there. I've seen a couple.
I would agree.
I've seen a couple around that are on like 37s with good wheels and, you know, lights and stuff, and they look pretty good too. But the tray bed, like, really, it works on this.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Sequoia done up correctly. And so, to me, I think that it's because of the very back end of the Sequoia that I like it. And with the tray bed, I feel a similar way. Yep.
That's what I was saying. Was I think this is what makes me like the Tundra, because I didn't really like it.
Me either, yeah.
So why doesn't it say what size the fucking tires are? This is annoying.
Yeah. Three distinguishing features.
It doesn't even say that they're the right tires. And
three-way adjustable suspension. Nor does
it
say the size.
Yeah. Like what? Like I don't. With I can Toyota. Tell from looking at it that it has methods. And a particular brand of tire, I can't tell just from looking at it in the pictures what size they are.
Is there?
But you're going to tell me the wheels and then the wrong tires, and a size.
Maybe the tires that are come with it are different than the tires that are on it in the picture.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Enhance. Yeah, those are Coopers.
Did it say what trim the truck was? Was it a limited?
I think it's set up at the
it's
top.
It's a TRD
yeah.
off-road or a TRD Pro. Must be an off-road because it doesn't have, yeah, it doesn't have the goofy fenders.
So at least it comes with a locker then.
Yeah. So. TRD off-road, yeah. Yeah, I think this would be about the only Tundra I would buy.
Yeah.
So.
Still in. I'm still a yes on that.
Yeah, I'm super in. Yeah. I was just looking at the actual forum. Forum post says Toyo MT37s, which is funny because, again, they're not Toyo MTs.
Yeah.
But at least we know the size.
And there's no pictures of it with those?
Not that I can find.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
He doesn't know what tires he has.
Yeah, or got new ones or something. I don't know.
He owns so many of these that he couldn't keep the tires straight.
Got a full truck build and like build out with the truck is $121,389. That's how much is they spent on it. The invoices for the mods are $54,000.
Wow.
On top of a $67,000 truck.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's why he's saying that it's a great price at $87,500.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Is it a great price? I don't know. Is it the price that it probably should sell for, I guess, to somebody who wants it, maybe. I don't know.
Well, there's 9,500 miles and it's a hybrid. I mean,
that's it's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah. I mean, it is nice to see that they don't think that they're going to get
the whole
every
price.
Penny mm-hmm. that they invested back out of it.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, we know that we see that
yep.
from time to time. So there is
and
that.
Labor.
We'll
charge you labor.
We'll give him that.
Yeah.
All right. Last one I've got. This is the lowest one.
Ooh.
So let's see here. Oh, this. Yes. Got a 64 Chevrolet panel. $5,000. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 miles. Converted to 4x4 on a 74 Chevy 3/4 ton 4x4 chassis. Engine mm-hmm. seized mm-hmm. would make a great project. Asking 5,000. Open to trades.
Yes.
I think it's too weird for me.
Not weird enough.
Was that a no?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Look at all the Bond.
Definitely. That's a long Suburban. Like, that's one that's either extended or maybe it's like a one of those like airport vehicles or something.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Weird. I'm not into that. A regular one, maybe, but not that.
You get a van
I also
pop up top
don't
on it.
Like these, like this body style as a four wheel drive. I think they look odd to me. I don't know what it is. I like them low a lot, but as a four wheel drive, not so much. And that is not a good candidate to get crazy low because it's super long and weird. For me,
that does make it a good candidate to go super low. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's four wheel drive.
That's a that long roof, not a long.
Mm-hmm.
Many O's.
Many O's.
And a couple of G's.
Could be, yeah.
Mm. I still like it. I think that done up correctly with all the right parts and pieces, looking exactly the way it does with the camper build out in the back kind of thing. Not like the camper, like the Jeep.
I mean, it would basically just be a two-door van. So it'd be a less convenient van.
But four-wheel drive.
With a shorter roof.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I think I'm a no also.
I want to like it. I really do, but it's a no.
Look at all the overhang.
It's crazy.
Rear wheel overhang.
You just cut that shorter at an angle, and like you put a spare tire there.
That's the 15-passenger rear overhang, you know?
I like the little portal windows.
Yeah, why put the windows there? What?
It's for natural light.
Who made that decision? Let's put them up against the roof seam.
Yeah,
well, that way people walking by can't just look in when you're in there.
No, this van
doing stuff.
This van was built by a guy doing stuff. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
boy,